ANC Treasurer General William Keyser says the party should not spend more time protecting leaders who have allegations against them. He says the time between now and the December elective conference is crucial and that the ANC should only think about electing credible leaders at the conference. He was speaking at the Swane University of Technology at a discussion convened by the Young Communist League. That was last night. The whole thing was about can the ANC self-correct? But that may be. Where are we with the status quo? Because we've just gone through this motion of no confidence. The ANC, they're sticking to their leader. They're sticking to their guns. Joining us is political analyst Prince Mashele. Good afternoon, Prince. Welcome to the show. What exactly is William Keyser then saying here? The ANC has been very clear. They're standing by their president.
Thanks, Ray, for inviting me, and good day to your listeners. Look, this statement is clearly a reaction to what happened in Parliament. It actually shows that the ANC is divided, that the 20-something plus MPs who voted with the opposition have support in Lithule House, because clearly Zweli Mkhize was, when he referred to leaders who are facing allegations, he's, in my view, referring to President Jacob Zuma, that time must not be spent defending him. And he is making a call that the upcoming conference of the ANC branches must elect leaders with credibility. In other words, he is saying that branches must elect people who are not like Jacob Zuma. So it's a clear statement that he's making.
Prince, isn't this a little bit two-faced? I mean, we've just gone through this motion of no confidence. Everybody's sticking by the president, bar the 20 or 30 MPs who didn't. Doesn't that come down to the point of view that maybe at the end of the day, the ANC has to take a collective approach and say our president doesn't belong anymore?
Here's the thing about the ANC. The ANC has become an organization with many mouths. So each time you listen to a leader of the ANC, you actually don't know which ANC he speaks for and he represents. Before the motion of no confidence, the party showed a face of collectivism. So you would have gotten the impression that the entire party was actually in defense of President Zuma. Hardly days after that, you hear Zweli Mkhize. So you can see that actually the ANC is very divided. The question is, which ANC does Zweli Mkhize speak for? It's very difficult to tell. So here we are dealing with an organization, in my view, that is falling apart, that has many mouths. It's very difficult to know which one you're listening to.
Do you think perhaps that the ANC may have before got together and said, right, we are not going to let the opposition take him out with this motion of no confidence. We'll take him out, but under our own terms.
The fact is this, Ray. The ANC will never remove Jacob Zuma. He can only be removed after the conference in December, in the sense that the ANC will elect a new president. They have shown us that time and again, they have been prepared to defend him, even as mountains and mountains of allegations continue to grow. So the ANC cannot actually be believed when they say to us they will deal with their challenges. They have failed. We cannot trust them.
Has President Jacob Zuma been strengthened by his victory on Tuesday, or has he been weakened?
He is a limping man. He knows that in Parliament, there is a component of the ANC's caucus that has gone rogue. In other words, this component is no longer takes command and instruction from Lithule House. They just do as they wish, and we have seen them vote with the opposition. So he is a president who knows that he's actually leading a divided organization. He is not sure which component of this divided organization he is leading. In other words, Jacob Zuma is no longer a leader of the ANC. He is a leader of a faction in the ANC. So he is truly a limping man. The ANC has fractured. There is a concept of a micro power, and I think that applies to the ANC. Mm. There are different individuals who control pockets of power. So Jacob Zuma is really weak as we speak now.
Would you say a limping man or a lame duck?
He's both. He's a lame duck and he's a limping man. So such a person, by the way, is neither dangerous nor powerful. is floating, and members and supporters know that this guy is very weak. So they are busy mobilizing to take power.
Political analyst Prince Mashele, thanks for your time on the Madeira Report.